Afterword to Section 35. Conflict generates stories, as combatants and war correspondents know. Division and destruction have been the principal means of redrawing borders and redefining societies throughout recorded history. Stories of battles won and lost, of courage and cowardice, agony, exhilaration, these shape each new order. It is no accident that Homer laid the cornerstone of Western literature in his epics of war, the Iliad, and a warrior's journey home, the Odyssey. For war tests the spirit of individuals and nations alike, laying the foundation for their future actions. The stories told and retold, personal and communal, dictate the character of a country's customs, mores, and political institutions. War makes up a large part of our inheritance. The centrality of war to the design of Whitman's epic comes into focus in sections 34 through 36, in his account of a massacre, in his grandfather's story of a sea battle fought in the Revolutionary War, and in his inventory of war's human costs, respectively. If Homer sings in the Iliad of one man's rage, balancing catalogues of ships and Greek contingents with infantry scenes, Whitman expands his song of the democratic self to include war, the continuation of politics by other means, in von Clausewitz's words. Note the darkening tone of these narratives, which predate the Civil War, the very center, circumference, umbilicus of my whole career, Whitman said. Indeed, in his recollection of past victory and disaster, he seemed to glimpse the looming tragedy that still informs American life. Note also that the captain's heroism is wedged between scenes of terrible bloodshed. No one really escapes the ravages of war. The hardest part of writing about war may be surviving to tell the story. Once in Lebanon, I was explaining to a journalist my brief absence from the rooftop where we were monitoring a conflict in a refugee camp. I had gone for a walk toward the sea. Soldiers at a checkpoint had fired rounds at my head. An officer had questioned me. When she put up her hand, "I envy you," she said. "Now you have a story to tell." To which Whitman might add, "So do we all."